Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change, so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Donald, look at this. I'm on a health kick now because I fucking need to be. And look who's back.
Giant water bottle.
I just started that.
The giant water bottle is back, everyone. And I do have to give a shout out to Liquid IV. They're our sponsor, but I don't need to mention it. I'm not required to mention it while we're talking. But if you put the Liquid IV packet in the drink, I swear I drink it. I will literally drink the whole thing because it tastes good. It
tastes amazing.
And it's no calories, right? I don't believe there's any calories.
No, it's like creating a energy drink when you do it. You know what I mean? When you throw the Liquid IV in there, you're creating an energy drink of hydration.
All I know is I'm drinking it. I actually drink it. When it's just water and ice, I will not drink it. But I put a Liquid IV packet in it, and I drink it.
I'm going to show you something real
quick.
There
you go, Liquid IV.
I'm going to show you something.
Whoa! I can't believe it.
A second water bottle.
He literally just pulled up his. Go ahead, Daniel. Pull up your giant water bottle. Pull up your giant water bottle.
Okay, well, I have the giant water bottle right here.
Okay, that's not giant enough.
It's not as big. You're right. It's not as big, but I was playing Ultimate Frisbee on Tuesday night, and someone was talking about, God, I have these new packets for my water. It's so much better. And someone was like, what's it called? And she's like, oh, I can't remember. And I'm listening to this conversation, and I just lean over. Does it happen to be Liquid IV? She's like, yes, that's the one. I love it so much. And I was like, well, use code fake doctors.
I thought you were using it as a pick for a second. I forgot that you had a girlfriend. I thought you were using it as a pickup line.
No. Always on the job, baby.
Is it Liquid IV by any chance?
By the way, this is a side note digression. Ultimate Frisbee was invented at my high school, Columbia High School.
Oh, that's right.
In Maplewood, New Jersey. And one of the inventors, one of the participants, was Max Weinberg, the famous Bruce Springsteen drummer / Conan O'Brien sidekick.
Yes,
drummer.
Amazing.
He's still alive, right? Max
Good
Weinberg?
Knowledge. I think so. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joelle, can you please check? Mm-hmm. Because I somehow got hit in the head with, did Max Weinberg die? I hope not. But there's a little bit of Ultimate Frisbee lore for those of you out there. It was invented at Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey. And Max Weinberg, the famous drummer, was apparently, this is the Ultimate Frisbee part was definitely true, being invented there. Max Weinberg being one of the initial guys who came up with it. I'm not positive about that, but that was Columbia High School lore.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys, I got to tell you the most. He's 71, so he's alive and well. Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I saw two trailers for A Good Person, which was, I was so nervous.
That's great. You saw, it wasn't like a surprise out of nowhere where you're sitting down and it's like, oh shit, the commercial's on. It was like you knew you were going to see.
That's not how a studio rolls, Donald. You know.
Okay,
that.
I'm just checking.
The way it works, for those of you who couldn't possibly know, because you have to direct a studio movie to know. When you direct a movie, you're not in charge of the marketing campaign. You can weigh in heavily and passionately, and but their marketing team is gonna be, you know, gonna sell the product they bought, you know. So if you have a cool studio, they really want your input. They really want your suggestion. They don't want to do anything that's going to piss you off. But they also were like, you know, they're gonna make a trailer and then like test the trailer to see like how people react. They're going to do like focus groups and like, what did you feel after the trailer? You know, they're going to do all that kind of stuff. So the good news is they showed me beforehand, like just like any position in filmmaking, they show you like people's credits. So they'll show you like, here are the trailers. This guy's cut, and like they're sick, you know. And like here, this gal, we're gonna also have. They don't just go to one person. They'll like go out to multiple people, and they say, we've narrowed it down. And what do you think of these people? And I'm like, oh my god, those are like mega movies. Those trailers were sick. Yeah, those are great. So anyway, then eventually they send you. Like they work on it on their own over at MGM. And then eventually after like the ones I looked at, one said version 9, one said version 5, they really like get it to a point where you, where they're ready to show you. And I was so nervous because a good person, like a lot of the stuff I do is a mix of comedy and drama. And I kept thinking like, how do you sell this movie in 2.5 minutes? Because it's tricky. And I was so nervous and they were great. They were really good. I'm going to send them. I'll send them to all three of you and you guys can weigh in.
I want to see. I have questions.
I'd seriously love to see it.
Read the script. So I've got images in my mind and I get to actually see them.
And hey, everybody.
What kind of music did they use?
I probably shouldn't say that yet. We have an official release date, but I won't say it yet. Just yet. What, Donald?
There's a music to the...
They use music from the movie because I'm not going to brag, but I'm good at that. And they did not need to seek outside the film. How are you? I miss you. I love you. I don't see enough of you.
I tested positive for COVID yesterday.
Everybody's getting COVID. COVID is, by the way, and I saw in the news that like hospitalizations are up. Like LA again is on fucking fire.
Yeah.
Again.
My daughter had it. And then now... I'm pretty sure I have it. I tested positive, but they're sending another tech over at 11:30, so I'm going to test again.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, I have no symptoms whatsoever, but my daughter had it, and then I tested positive.
I know so many people, Donald, our friends, whose names I won't shout out, are like, I have it again. I have it again. Like, one person we know has it for the fourth fucking time. Now, she's vaxxed and boosted and has no symptoms, but, like, has it. So that's to remind you, people out there, that you can still get it, obviously, when you're vaccinated, boosted, but you're going to get, you know, odds are you'll have the sniffles and odds are you're not going to the hospital. But,
you know, here's the thing. I was playing tennis the other day. Right?
Did you even feel it?
And out of nowhere, I was like, damn, I don't feel so great right now. Like, I feel kind of off. But I got to finish this game. I'm playing against, you know, some really good competitors, and I don't want to let my teammate down. We're playing doubles. And halfway through the game, it goes away. And I'm like, okay, so maybe I'm just dehydrated, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I get home. I take this nap that lasts, you know, a couple of hours. My daughter has this shit too, right? Has it at this point. And so I take a nap. I wake up from the nap and Casey's like, are you sick? And I'm like, I don't think so. I get tested the next day, which is yesterday. COVID positive.
Shit.
But other than that, no symptoms. I can smell. Well, I can.
Thank God you have no symptoms and maybe it'll last only a few days.
Well, when my wife had it, it lasted a while, but she was sick before she tested positive. My son was sick before he tested positive. My daughter tested positive. Like, she had a fever all of a sudden, and then she.
Well, and your family is just going to keep going around if you're all sitting around the same house. I mean, with children, you can't really separate. You know, I know a girl who has it for the fourth fucking time, and she can, like, you know, separate from her boyfriend. It's, you know, with kids, it's just going to circle around the fucking house.
Yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't. Because it, you know, The last time it was in this house, only two people got it. This time it's the other two that got it. It's me and my daughter. We got it. And so
I'm sorry, man.
It sucks, man. It really does, man. And it's, you know, these guys are scrambling to try and fix this whole problem over at History of the World. And I mean, it'd be great if it was a false positive. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the odds of it being a false positive with me being in a house with someone with COVID are very slim.
Right. Yeah. Well, I love you and I send you positive strength and energy and a big hug. Imagine I'm in like a bubble boy suit.
And you're hugging me through your bubble boy suit?
I'm hugging you through my bubble boy suit.
We could do it through the camera. All you got to do is touch the touch the camera like in prison when the people want to touch each other.
Yeah.
Through the glass.
Touch the camera.
Touch the camera.
I'm doing it. Like in every prison movie. Let's put our hands.
So precious.
Do you think people really must do that? I've never been to visit anyone in prison, but I wonder if I would do that.
I mean, that's probably the only connection. That would break me down. And I'd be like, don't you do that here.
I know, but do you feel like that? No, I'm sure it's instinctively what you would do, but don't you think you'd also feel like, oh my God, we're the people in the movie? But you'd instinctively do it.
But you're trying to feel somebody through the glass, you know what I mean?
Have you ever visited anyone in prison?
No. I've had friends go to jail and stuff like that, but the last thing I want to do is see anybody I know locked up in jail.
No, I know, but I think it would be
that shit is
I actually not I have friends
a
that
vision
are very,
of anyone I want to see.
I have friends that are very involved in prison reform, and that's their goal and charity and cause, and have invited me to go. They have a program where you go and visit a real fucking no fucking around prison, and I want to do it. I'm gonna do it.
Okay, so yeah, that I have been to. I have been to prisons, and no, I've never been on Scared Straight.
Donald, you should be on. You should have been on Scared Straight.
I wasn't a punk kid. I didn't need to be.
I was
on
a good boy. I didn't need to be on Scared Straight.
I wasn't a punk kid.
I needed to be scared into a musical.
Right. They would have had no problem scaring my ass straight.
They were like, you're not. Your step ball change is fucking bullshit.
I remember one time my fucking principal, the vice principal, because I was late, and I was late over and over again. This is public school. He felt he needed to bring me into his office and tear me down, and he did. And I'm sitting there trying not to cry and shit because I don't want anybody to know when you leave. You know, you leave and you still got tears in your eyes and shit. They never let you clean yourself up and shit. No. You know. And so I'm sitting there trying not to cry, and he's giving it to me too. Like, he's giving it to me. Like, he's trying to get me there. You know what I mean? He's like a drama teacher that's sitting there and you can't cry in drama class, and they're trying to get you there. This is what the principal is trying to do to me in the vice principal's trying to do to me in the principal's office. And I'm like, nah, it's not going to work.
They probably
it's
are
not
key words.
Gonna
they probably
work.
Are key words they use, like disappointed.
Yeah, dude. And then he hit me with one. And this is the only time, like, in my life I had the Denzel tear. That one tear came down.
Denzel is the master of the slow one tear.
Oh, man. That is a talent.
Yep. Denzel's like, right eye, left, right eye, go. And then his brain is like, two? He's like, just one.
I wonder if that's if that was purposeful or if that shit was an accident and it just turned into the iconic moment that it is.
I think if Denzel was here and Joelle, please make it happen.
He'd be like, all right. Yes. He'd be like, all right, okay, all right. Let's get into it.
He would say that. I mean, I'm yes. Denzel now. All right. I'm sure he would say that was just real and one of the finest moments of his career. And it happened on camera. And it's one of the most memorable moments in cinema history. And then it became like something we particularly both reference because we both love him and we both love actors.
Dude, when it comes to actors, let's be honest, he's easily top five in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Well, alive, definitely.
On stage, there's not a lot of people that could fuck with him. And then In movies, there's not a lot of people that can.
And I love that he's become a statesman now. I mean, there was that.
He just has great. He's always been this way.
On my Instagram, because my Instagram knows I love him. They'll like bring up like the search thing brings up like. You know, like Denzel, like in an interview, like just dropping knowledge and like so fucking well said.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I like watch it over and over again.
Yeah, dude, he has some of the greatest. You know who else does? Look at some old Tupac shit. Holy cow, dude. Yo, Pac had some freaking knowledge for everybody to absorb, and never back in the day, because of all of the East Coast West Coast beef and the hatred, nobody really ever got to hear that shit. But thank goodness for this is one thing that's great about the interwebs. Old shit can resurface, and when it's positive stuff and you find great things like what, you know, some of the things that Pac says, some of the things that, you know, Denzel said in his past interviews and stuff. When you find these things, it's such a gem, man. And, you know, for that, I am happy that Twitter and Instagram exists.
By the way,
for the other things,
Twitter,
not so much, man.
Speaking like of my- Twitter, it was announced
Wonder
that
Twins.
Warner Brothers has canceled Wonder Twins because of the mergers and acquisitions they're going through. And I put on Twitter, I very rarely post, I'm very rarely on Twitter. But when I heard this news, I thought it was an opportunity to let Toby Emmerich, who's the head of Warner Brothers and a very nice man. I've worked with him.
I've worked with him too. He is such a great guy, dude.
He oversaw Going in Style when he was at New Line, and he is a mensch, as we say, and he is the head of Warner Brothers. And I let him know on the Twitter that Donald and I are willing and ready to step into the shoes of whoever had the parts. And as you hear this, if I could ask you a question, because I tagged Warner Brothers, I would like our listeners, if you're on the Twitter, A, why the fuck are you still on there? But if you happen to be on there, please retweet it. because I'm not kidding. I think that there's a play to be had where we do Wonder Twins. And
I don't think it's just that. I think there's a play to be had where we play superhero buddies.
I want to be your Wonder Twin. There's a story.
There's no way
there's
that
a story.
One's a girl. One's a girl. One's a boy.
I know, but it's 2022. We're changing things up. You know, people are all on different scales of sexuality. I don't see why we couldn't do it.
Okay, that's what's up.
I mean, there's a world, right, Joelle? Come on. You're our pop culture goddess.
I would love to see you in that pixie cut she has.
That would look fire.
Well, they both have pixie cuts.
What if, like, the Donny Osmond cut?
I would like to see Donald in a pixie cut. Listen, I just think there's a world where you and I are the Wonder Twins, and Toby Emmerich knows it.
Okay,
and
so look.
We all know it, and I need you to go all on Twitter and retweet it.
Here's the argument. I agree. I think you and I together as the Wonder Twins is probably the funniest version of a DC television show.
You think the DC fans would revolt?
I don't think they would revolt. I think it works in the DC world. The only problem is the Wonder Twins were kids. They were young aliens.
Who cares? That's ageism.
Maybe it's ageism. Maybe we've aged. And with the Wonder Twins, but it's years later after, I don't know.
I think the odds of this being a DC feature, like that's released in theaters, let's be honest, are slim. But I don't know why, like, we can't be on, like, HBO Max in some version. Come on.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, man. I still have dreams of us playing Blue Beetle and freaking Booster Gold, man.
I'm just trying to work it out. I don't want to be on the CW.
Okay.
No offense to the CW. They fucking canceled their whole lineup. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Everything. Even Riverdale.
No. Riverdale got canceled?
Everything.
Riverdale got canceled.
They called it the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, what got canceled? I don't know what got canceled. I know Legends got canceled.
Joelle,
pretty much all of the DC
everything.
Slate got canceled.
Except Flash and...
No, I think everything got canceled, bro.
No,
and
Flash
they told
had gotten
their...
picked up.
I'm looking it up.
Flash had gotten picked up already.
Flash might be picked up, but dude, they canceled like eight shows.
Flash and Superman and Lois had gotten picked up.
Mark Pedowitz, who's the head of it, said it's like a rebuilding time, like on a sports team. Donald, you know how they have a rebuilding year.
Mm-hmm. So what is? Are they saying Berlanti's not a part of the CW anymore? Is he not?
I don't know what Berlanti's doing, or if he's going to take his deal elsewhere. I have no idea. I'm just saying that they're shaking shit up over there.
Because I know his deal's with Warner Brothers.
It's a rebuilding year.
Wow,
Donald.
Yeah, so Charmed, Dynasty, 4400, In the Dark, Legacies, Naomi, Roswell, New Mexico, Riverdale, a lot of the Arrowverse, Batwoman, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Bam! The Red Wedding, Donald.
Wow.
That's heavy.
That's all Berlanti, isn't it?
I don't know if it's all Berlanti, but a lot of it is.
But he'll be okay.
He'll be fine.
Oh, I'm sure. They're all over the place.
I have a feeling. I haven't asked him this. I'm making this up, but I have a feeling he's going to make more like HBO Max content. That's the same company, and I imagine he's going to, you know, keep his CW stuff going, but make more HBO Max kind of content.
I got to take this.
It's okay.
So, dude, that was my doctor though. Hit me up. He's like, "Yo, take the pill."
What's the pill?
So there's a pill that's out there right now that, you know, cuts the viral load down quite a bit and makes it so that you don't get long COVID. Mm-hmm. And they've talked about it in the news. I'm not exactly sure what it's called or anything like that. Mm. But it lessens the chances of long COVID, I should say. Mm. And so he's like, "I think you should take it." It's like, okay.
Okay.
He's like,
Well, listen to your medical professionals, everyone. That's what we have to say here. All right, let's count in, everybody. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's some stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, "Here's our stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch show with Zach and Dono."
All right, let's get into it.
Why would anyone call an old man grandpa? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, how disrespectful can you be just out the gate when you introduce yourself or when you're asking for something? We open the show with a frisbee.
Yeah.
And it lands in front of Kelso, and a young man runs up to him and says, "Hey, grandpa, a little help?"
That's very rude.
I would have choked the kid out on the first. He gave the kid a warning. I would have choked him out straight up right there, man. Listen, I am 40.
And don't
40,
say old-timer either.
I am 40-something years old. I'm about to be 50 in a few years. God willing.
Don't rush it.
God willing. You know what I mean? Look, straight up. If you come, I don't give. The minute you turn over 18, you can catch these hands if you come at me with some bullshit. I don't give a fuck, dude. Straight up.
Okay.
Straight up.
There's a warning for
disrespect
everyone.
Me like that. Wop, 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 wop.
Don't call Donald Gramps.
So you can touch the two-piece and a biscuit.
This was directed by John Putch, who's a great director that we all love. Written by Clarence Livingston. When did he join us, Donald?
I believe he joined us this season, season 6. Black writer. I think he might have went on to do the Cleveland show? I think he went on to do Cleveland. Yeah.
Oh, to create it or to work on it?
He created it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
Or producer and writer. This is a credit.
Oh, well, then he didn't Cleveland create
show.
It.
He didn't create it.
I know that he went from Scrubs to that. And I don't know if he's still there, but.
So they don't still do Cleveland, right?
No, that's over.
Because it was a white guy doing Cleveland's voice, right? And you can't do that anymore.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. What?
Was his last name really Steamer?
probably because
his last name was Brown. It's Cleveland Brown.
Oh, Cleveland Brown, not Cleveland Steamer.
No.
Was the show
canceled?
Does
anyone know what a Cleveland Steamer is?
Yes.
What is a Cleveland Steamer?
It's when somebody shits on you, I believe.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's gross.
Unfortunately.
I don't want to be shat on during sex. Mm-hmm.
Or anytime.
For fuck's sake, stop talking about your willies.
All right, listen. Ready? Enid is having some dementia issues, and she's packed a lunch of a stapler and a golf ball for Kelso.
I think this is now Kelso's now starting to really love his wife a little. Like, at this point, does he feel guilty? Because he's talked bad about her for six seasons, and now we're starting to understand that she's really, she's close to on the way out, apparently.
Well, she's packing a stapler for lunch. She's definitely not all the way there. Maggie is his friend who he sees has a foot injury, some sort of serious infection on her foot. And he says, we got to get you into the hospital. And then we start this whole dance of bringing her into the hospital. And JD explains over voiceover that the doctors in the hospital have a whole dance they do when someone has no insurance and they want to try and sneak them through the system. Bizarrely, of course, this is Kelso's friend, but they're still hiding it from Kelso because he's Mr. You Gotta Get Insurance, and he's a rule follower about that. But they have this whole dance they do when they find out that someone's just been deceased. Before anyone finds out, everyone plays along, and they put the person in that person's bed so they can get their insurance. So
the nurses play along. Yeah. The freaking all of the interns play along. You just hope that they all play along, and then you got to find a surgeon who'll do it pro bono.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Wait, you're who'll going too fast. So they put her in Mr. Rabinowitz's bed because he's just passed away. We learn because he put his peep in an electrical socket,
and you just don't do that.
And JD goes, "You can't do that."
Yeah, you just can't do that.
And then have to do it a surgeon will do it pro bono, and then
Todd comes in and says, I've had a pro bono all day.
All morning, yeah.
All morning. Something might be wrong, five.
Yeah. By the way, Todd has one of the funniest jokes of the episode later on, which we'll get to. Now, we go to distract Kelso. We decide to go. I'm sorry again. I know
here we go again.
That's just controversial, but it is a part of Scrubs history. We go to an Asian massage parlor, and Kelso gets a full release in front of us.
Yes,
which felt one step out of character for him, but he really doesn't care.
Wait, hold up. You said it felt out of character for him?
He didn't care if we watched.
Do you know how many times JD and Turk have run into Kelso?
Right, but he's never asked us to watch him get a hand release.
Yeah, he has. He says it'll cost extra in one episode. In one episode, he goes, you can come in, but it'll cost extra.
No.
That's the episode that directed.
No, that's the one where he says you can come in, but you have to take your shoes off.
Right, that's right. Oh, God.
Anyway, you can't not look because I
have a crink in my neck.
You have a crink in your neck, and you have to look.
But no, I closed my eyes at first.
No, but then in the very last second, you open one because like you want to watch that. You can't help yourself. This episode was all over the place, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it really bounced. I mean, it was funny, but it ping-ponged all over the place with so many different stories.
Yeah, I mean, there was what was it, four storylines in this one?
I don't know. Well, one of the main ones is that Alexander Chaplin, who we call Sandy is his nickname, is back as the drug addict. And Cox thinks there's no way. He's holding a group for addicts. And Cox says, and Elliot get in their classic battle over whether someone can truly defeat his addiction or whether he's a liar or not. I don't think Cox doesn't believe people can overcome addiction, but he thinks that this character in particular, whose name is Sam, is a fucking liar.
He's a big time scam artist and the only way he knows this is because he got caught out there. The last time Sandy was on the show, Jordan explains to Elliot Jordan gets caught out there. And everybody explains how this guy has done them in. Yeah.
He's just
Cox is one of the first people that he did it to. And so
he hates, he just knows he's a liar. And no matter how many different angles.
Yeah, he's seen it over and over again.
But he's always got a new angle. And this new angle is that he holds a group.
Yeah.
And so, but Elliot and Cox are
great pratfall by both of them, by the way, in the beginning of the show. Elliot over the broken leg, which was hilarious, where they don't even acknowledge the fact that he trips her over a man with a broken in a wheelchair with a broken leg. The man screams, "Ah!"
Yeah.
And they continue their conversation like he's
that was
not
Nuno
even there.
Sadi, by the way, who was one of our main stuntmen and stunt coordinators. There's so many of your favorite physical comedy jokes that Nuno Sadi choreographed.
And then she does the same thing to Cox. She distracts Cox into walking into a door.
Johnny took a nice door hit. Yeah, Johnny took a nice door hit.
Yeah.
But right before that, you missed that Elliot has a new facial cream that's made from the baby foreskins.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I did miss that.
He says, "You look so beautiful." And she's like, "You never give me compliments. It must be because of my new facial cream that's made from the foreskins of babies."
Whoa.
Well, and then he's.
I mean, it's got to be used for something, right?
Yeah, you just got to throw them away. You might as well. If there is a nice cream to be made out of them, I don't see any harm.
Joelle will take all the mail for that
Joelle, I'm sorry if that's problematic, but.
Can we make one comment on mail really quick? I haven't done it yet, but if you send me a picture of your child's poop or your poop, it's going to be an automatic block from now on.
I saw that on Twitter. Someone sent Joelle. Well, because we talked about how what was cut out of the musical episode was a letter J.
I saw the letter J. Somebody sent a letter J.
That was on Twitter.
Trying to take it with an air of, you're trying to reach out, you feel friendly about the podcast.
Did it gross you out?
So please never send me pictures of poop ever.
Don't send poop.
Because I got some poop pictures in my photos.
Don't send poop pictures.
If you poop a perfect letter J, just pat yourself on the back.
I laughed at the shit because that shit was a perfect letter J. It was like a fish hook almost, dude. It was like.
And now we're talking about it.
All right. Now they're getting the attention they wanted. Don't send Joelle or any of us pictures of your poop or your kid's poop. If it's a letter J, just say Zach and Donald are proud of you to yourself. A curly or letter J.
As long as it's a deuce.
We should take a break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you and remind you about the Austin TV Festival that Donald and I are going to be at on the 5th of June. We'll be right back. Can I rant for a second?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some random hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized that people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names? That's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me $1 on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All six new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
So Donald and I are doing a panel, a whole Scrubs panel with all your favorite people. So come to Austin for June 5th at 10 a.m. at the Paramount Theater. Joelle, will you double check that that's the right information? But listen, I don't know why it's at 10 a.m. on a Sunday. Like, odds are we're going to be hungover if we're going to Austin for a Saturday night. Why are they making us do this hungover?
That's how.
So that's the correct information, right, Joelle?
Sunday 6-5 at 10 a.m. is the correct time.
Okay. So please come. What's the website, Joelle? Can you remind me of that?
I'm sorry. It's atxfestival.com.
atxfestival.com. Get your tickets. And it's a lot of us are going to be there. I know definitively Bill Lawrence, me, Sarah, Donald, Judy. I don't know about anybody else. But I think everybody would come. I think Neil would come.
Right? I don't know if Ken Jenkins would come.
I don't know who's
on board. I know that you and I are doing it.
I know definitely me, you, Sarah, Bill are doing it.
You don't know about Judy. You don't know about.
I don't know. I know that Bill reached out to all of us on a group text and said, "Are you guys down to do this?" And I feel like everybody said yes.
That's what I remember.
So, but I don't remember. You know, people work and they have jobs, but it is a Sunday, so I don't know. We'll see.
All right. I'm excited. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm excited.
It's going to be too short because I know what's going to happen. If Bill's going to talk the whole fucking time, we're not going to be able to fit a word in edgewise. Right.
Well, I mean, isn't that what we want, though? Don't we want Bill to? I mean, he did create the show. He does have the best perspective than
I know,
probably.
And he's funny as hell. And we have a podcast, so we'll let him talk.
He's probably, if you ask me, one of the funniest people I know.
He's definitely
easily
one of the funniest people. Yeah, I've ever met.
In my life, easily. Yeah.
I don't think you sign one of the biggest deals in TV comedy history if you're not one of the funniest people.
It'd be weird if you did, wouldn't it?
Well, there are all those people that are funny, but they're like not funny in person, probably.
That was the first thing I remember when I met Bill. I was like, holy shit, this dude is just always funny. Like, he could find the comedy in anything.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the show Scrubs that the man created. By the way, I wanted a little trivia. By the way, two Scrubs wiki things. One thing I learned that was helpful. This is the last appearance, Sandy, a.k.a. Alexander Chaplin. This is his This is the last appearance of any Spin City cast member on the television show Scrubs.
Whoa. Until the season 8 finale, right?
Maybe in...
Aren't some of them in the hallway or no?
That's a good question, but according to Scrubs Wiki, it's the last appearance, so it may be...
It's pretty clear Trevor doesn't know everything. Like,
well, one thing I want to correct with Trevor that's on here, dude... I know that you're probably busy with other things and you've moved on from this, but it says something very weird. I gotta go back to it. There's a mistake. Okay, Trevor. So if you're listening, if you're still with us, I don't mean like alive. I mean, if you're still like listening to the show. there's a mistake that's weird. It said in the trivia section, it says
This is the second of only two episodes to be filmed in front of a live studio audience. This episode was most definitely not filmed in front of a live studio audience. How would you have filmed this in front of a live studio audience? The only time we did that was the sitcom spoof we did, which was filmed in front of a live studio audience. Mm.
And that's the only episode that was ever filmed.
And what does this mean? This is the only Scrubs episode to have the Save-Ems catchphrase, ka-chung. Does anyone know what that means?
No.
Ka-chung?
I don't know what Save-Ems is.
But
they, I guess, have a catchphrase called ka-chung. And somebody says ka-chung. I don't know if anyone says ka-chung. Okay. Just wanted to let you know. Those little bits of trivia.
What the hell is Save-Ems?
Joelle, it's spelled...
2003 through 2006 animated television show?
Yeah.
Do you remember anyone saying ka-chung?
I don't remember Save-Ems. Let's just...
I'm about to say, what's the, I don't remember the show either, dude.
But it's
no,
a thing.
The characters are not bringing it, but that's a long run for a kid's show, though, like 3 years.
Well, maybe someone said ka-chung.
We're going to have to assume that they did. I don't even remember hearing ka-chung in this episode.
Like,
of
I'm trying to say, Trevor Wiki don't know everything, yo. He ain't got the answers, yo.
Well, listen, some people are a lot, not just Trevor. Or you have to be a member, I'm sure, but other people are allowed to add things. Mm-hmm. And Trevor is the moderator. He's the one who's going to rectify the studio audience thing. All right, moving on. Lloyd is in the meeting that Sandy is holding for Addicts.
Yes, Lloyd is played by Mike Schwartz, one of our comedy writers.
Our favorite writers.
Was he on, that's a good question. Was Mike on the show the entire run?
Yes.
And if so, and if he wasn't, did Lloyd
he must come have back? Left.
Yeah, did Lloyd come back and he just did cameos later on?
Bless
you.
Bless you.
I'm going to bless you.
You better not have given me COVID when I did the jail cell hold up hand thing through the camera. The janitor wants to become a baby broker. There's a lot of weird shit with the janitor in this episode. Okay, he's found Rowdy. Now, if you recall... He traced
Carla's steps and found Rowdy.
Yes. If you recall, Carla lost Rowdy and yes. The janitor turned in his squirrel collection. So
the janitor's the one that named the dog Steven also.
Yes. The janitor turned in his taxidermied squirrel collection.
Or a taxidermied dog.
Yes. So he could get Steven and fool us.
Because he felt bad about whatever happened with him and Carla at that time.
Right. Now the janitor is trying to...
It turns out that Carla lied to the janitor, and she was the reason why the dog went missing. And so the janitor has retraced Carla's steps and found Rowdy.
Yes.
He found Rowdy.
So now and we have a situation where... Turk has expressed to Carla how important and Rowdy is to him and JD, and Carla realizes that some of this blackmail that the janitor's talking about, she might have to get into, including she teaches him how to salsa dance.
He throws her into a window. That shit was hilarious. Judy banging up against the
glass. Yeah, see there, Judy? Judy being funny. We play a game with where we trick Ted. It's a pretty dangerous little game we play. We put roller skates on Steven. Right,
on Steven.
And we pull him with a red string across. And Ted yells, ghost dog! Yeah. Ghost dog!
And crash after he crashes into an electrical... What is the
tower? Post.
What are they? Yeah, and then that crashes into the
generator.
The generator of the hospital. And we have a backup generator, thank goodness. But JD and Turk are responsible for vandalism, pretty much.
Well,
and a car accident.
A car accident that could have killed Ted.
Right.
And knocking out the power to a hospital.
Yeah. They could have killed more than just Ted. And Dr. Kelso says, relax, everybody. We have a backup generator. And the backup generator kicks in. And he goes, oh, thank God, because I was just bluffing.
Yeah. And then he yells at Ted for how much it's going to cost. And he says, and don't try and blame this on the fact that I paved over that Indian burial ground. We needed the parking spaces.
It's a poltergeist situation going on there.
There's a what?
Poltergeist. That's what Poltergeist was about.
Well, that's what maybe Kelso thinks happened. He doesn't know about the ghost dog trick we pulled. So another thing is that everyone steals scrubs in the hospital. So Kelso's pissed about that line item.
Okay, so how it starts is who steals it first?
Well, it's how just it a ends montage. It's a montage.
Well, how it ends is ridiculous. But how it starts.
I have a shower curtain.
You have a shower curtain. You have towels, a washcloth. JD
a
has
garbage
all
full of discarded.
Yeah, just like
scrubs.
Just straight up scrubs. So who does it start with? Somebody.
I forgot who else. Who else?
And it just gets more and more ridiculous as it goes. So it starts with Ted, where he comes home and he's like, "Mom, someone tried to die on me again, but I wouldn't let him."
Yeah, so
I wouldn't let him.
We learned that all this time Ted's been lying to his mom that he's a doctor at the hospital.
And then it turns out that Nurse Roberts is using the scrubs for the choir. So the choir, yes. And then she has on the really nice scrubs in the middle, while everybody has on the solid colors.
Right.
She has on her nurse colors.
So she stands out.
So she stands out in the choir. Right. And then it cuts to you, or I should say, it cuts to JD. Who has a shower curtain made out of scrubs sewn together. This fucker took time instead of going out and buying a shower curtain.
And then I'm wearing a towel that's been made out of scrubs sewn together and around my waist, and then I'm using a singular scrub top to dry my hair.
Yes.
Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase.
Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the wallet app on iPhone.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Mmm, Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
That one got ridiculous. That one got ridiculous, and then the other fantasy that got ridiculous.
Wait, don't go there yet, okay. Because that is one of the funniest things. That's one of the funniest Scrubs fantasies I've seen.
Oh, my God. That shit got ridiculous, dude. That shit got ridiculous.
All right. Now, this was pretty funny. Sam says, "You don't know how hard it is to stay straight." And Rob comes out of the room behind him.
Best line of the episode.
Todd comes out of the room, checks out his ass, and goes,
"There's something like, tell me about it, brother." But he says brother at the end.
As he
and then
checks
he looks
at
his ass. And then gives him the head nod. Like, we could fuck.
Confirming again that the Todd is down for anything.
Any action.
Anything.
Any action.
Yeah. The janitor, so he finds Rowdy and...
He's trying to blackmail Carla. There's out of nowhere with the sneak hug. Holy shit, that makes it.
Well, there's this whole Grey's Anatomy. I guess Grey's Anatomy must have been very hot now, and Bill probably thought that they were copying us, so it was time to make fun of them. Because he
said... Well, they did something right, because that shit is still on the air. Dude, I know, season 29.
Yeah. Season 500 of that show.
Never have to worry about money again.
How paid must Ellen Pompeo be?
Shit.
So paid. It's fabulous.
Ellen Pompeo is like might be touching Oprah money.
It's close. I don't know if it's that close. I mean, Oprah got money where she could lose $100 million and be like, I did.
I think Ellen Pompeo, if you're on that show that long, I mean, she must be one of the highest paid actresses in the history of television.
Her and SUV.
Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska.
Oh man.
Yeah. But Ellen Pompeo,
they got to be the most paid people on television.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
They have to be. If they're not, there's something really wrong with this system.
Because Ellen Pompeo just has decided, like, she's a very good actress, and she decided to just stay forever. And
so is Mariska. Mariska's a very good actress.
If you make that decision, somebody said, look, we're going to back up the Brinks truck.
Yeah.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
They were like, you commit to 20 years of this, and we're going to freaking give you that money.
You are not going to do anything else, but you are going to have 47 homes.
Right.
Beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
Let me show you where to drop that shit. I got a money bin. I would be Scrooge McDuck out that motherfucker, just swimming in my shit. Swimming on hard coin, on gold coins.
All right, listen. So he says Grey's Anatomy. Oh, one of the things he hates is Grey's Anatomy wraps up every episode with a cheesy voiceover that ties together all the storylines, which is my least favorite device on television, Cox says. And
to go on a commercial break. But it has to be vague, too.
Yeah, vague. And then JD walks by. Going into the commercial break, saying the most vague, nonsensical
thing ever.
Scrubs Wiki had it. JD's narration is, and so in the end, I knew what Elliot said about the way things were had forever changed the way we all thought about them. And Bill himself has made lots of jokes about how sometimes it was late and the voiceovers just made absolutely no sense.
Yo, did you notice Beardface is back in pharmaceutical?
Was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
He's a pharmacist. So Laverne punches a hole in the window to try and get Rowdy, and she screams her name Leroy Jenkins.
Like Leroy Jenkins. Some people might not know who Leroy Jenkins is because you're a little bit younger than us. But a long time ago, there was this game called The World of Warcraft. And it became so freaking popular. And
Daniel, you must have played a lot of it.
I only played it recently, but like, yes, it was very popular. And that was at the peak of its heyday.
Sidebar, fucking Neverwinter Nights is on iOS now. And you can play the overhead version of Neverwinter Nights. And it looks like D&D.
Really? No way.
I'm dead ass. So on my That's iPhone, cool. Hell yeah. I just picked it up. Neverwinter Nights is out, and it's all of the campaigns. And there's like almost 100 of them. Absolutely Stonerville indeed. But I need something to do while I'm laid up in bed with COVID.
Oh, so, you're so psyched you got COVID. You're like, I'm just going to get high and play video games.
Oh, what a dream.
Sounds kind of cool.
I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Sorry, honey. I've got COVID.
My wife's like, oh, so you can't go to the thing tonight. I'm like, no.
The doctor said I should smoke weed and play video games.
She said, so you can't go to the kids' basketball game this weekend? I am bummed about that. But you know what? I just found out that I could watch that bad boy over. There's a camera in the gym.
Camera?
Yeah. I'm going to watch
adorable.
It over the interwebs.
Yeah.
He plays FaceTime on your phone.
To make a very long story short, for those who don't know anything about video games, Daniel, why don't you summarize what happened?
Okay, so let me finish what I was saying.
Okay,
my bad.
Sorry.
So There was a game called the World of Warcraft. And what happens in the game is it's an online multiplayer game. And some of the missions that you do require strategy. And so these, and you're going up against, it's like clan versus clan. So it's like gigantic groups of people going up against each other.
How many people were live in this group, would you imagine?
I don't know. I would say, to make it funny, I'm going to guess like a couple of hundred people. But realistically, probably 40 to 50 people, something like that.
How many, Daniel?
13.
13?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
That's funny. It's still a lot of people. It's a lot of people's
time. You ruined Donald's hyperbole, but we like to be accurate on the show.
Look, anybody who's going to be listening to this who knows this story is going to be sitting there being like, it wasn't that
many.
It wasn't that. You're talking peak nerd shit where someone's going to push their glasses up and say,
are we going to believe that it was actually 100?
All right, so wait a second. So it was 13 people. Why were they so mad? All right, sorry, go ahead.
So it's 13 people, and they've worked on this strategy that they're going to do for days,
Now, wait a second. I have a question that either one of you might be able to answer. Did they like, did they stop and like meet up again? Or
yes,
were they
so
like,
they're all meeting up before this strategy
They finally made it to a mega boss and
they're gonna go into this. Okay, remember what we discussed? We discussed all of this shit.
They have a plan.
We have the 13 of us are gonna do some epic shit.
Right.
But
now wait a second.
What happens if
you have to restart if you don't defeat this guy? Like how far back do you have to go?
I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you can do it again. Like there's certain things in
Daniel,
games.
What's that?
You can, but the idea is that it's a dungeon and you're going all the way through it, part by part by part. And if you die, you go all the way back to the beginning and your characters spawn way outside the dungeon.
Now, so, Daniel, were these 13 people pausing and like sleeping, or were they like doing all nighters and shit?
You know, usually they're pulling all nighters and doing it. But also, I hate to say it, but this is also fake. Like Leroy Jenkins, the whole thing, it's fake. Like the whole thing was composed. It's like it was like a very early internet meme, but the whole thing is fake. So
letting me fucking tell? Come on,
because
man,
it's a great story.
Now nobody's gonna give a shit.
Now
everybody
you ruined
knows
it.
It's classic. It is a classic.
I never knew
video game.
I never knew it wasn't real until now, and I feel sad. You didn't even let Donald finish his story.
Well, I mean,
you pretty much
anyway. So Laverne, since everybody knows the fucking story, Daniel,
cut it.
Laverne punches the window and does the Leroy Jenkins scream.
No, the guy.
No, that's it. That's it.
No, Daniel ruined the story. Calm down.
I just had to explain it because
Daniel, you should have at least let him finish before you said it's bullshit.
You tossed me to ask a question. I was just contextualizing.
Let's get into this double fantasy, please.
I'm sad about it being.
I want to get into this double fantasy now, man.
He's gonna cry. I'm just sad about it being fake. Anyway, for those of you
so
who want the end of the story,
I was invested in the story just now.
This guy, they're all ready to do their campaign, and he instead runs into the villain and screams, "Leroy Jenkins!" And they're all like, "Leroy, what are you doing? You fucking asshole! You ruined the campaign. We've been up all night." And at the time, we all thought it was hilarious because we thought this dude was just sabotaging all their efforts, and it was funny. Now, Daniel, since you've already ruined the story,
yes,
it was just a setup joke. It wasn't real.
Yeah, well, because when you're watching it, they're going through all these numbers. They're really making it seem like, you know, that they're like, okay, well, this has to happen, then this has to happen, then this has to happen. And like, yeah, there's a lot of that kind of discussion before you go in and do a boss like that or go in and, you know, do an interaction like this. But none of the numbers they're saying are real. All of like the calculations they're doing beforehand, like it's all bullshit. They're just trying to set it up to make it seem like it's like this super, super calculated thing. And it still is. Like people did all of this shit, but Leroy, the whole thing here, it was like it was a setup.
Oh, I hate when I find out things I like are fake.
The best part is at the end when they're like, "Way to go, Leroy," and he just goes, "At least I have chicken." And that was the end of it. He's eating fried chicken the entire time.
Wow. Oh my god! So Leroy Jenkins is black?
Well,
no, I don't know that part.
I mean,
it's just
the motherfucker's
just
name. Hold on now, the motherfucker's name is Leroy Jenkins. If that ain't the blackest name I ever heard in my life, that ain't, come on, Joel, you know that's a black ass name right there.
It does sound very black.
I don't know.
It does sound very black. That is black. I want to meet a white Leroy Jenkins.
I don't think there's too many white people naming their kid Leroy Jenkins, but maybe.
Well, there's Ken Jenkins. Ken is the first Jenkins I ever met that was white.
Yeah,
was
you always said Jenkins was a popular African-American name.
When I was growing up watching it Living Color or any of those shows, Jenkins is always the name of the black character.
Laverne yells Laverne Roberts and punches a hole in the window while trying
to
get out.
A la Leroy Jenkins.
A la.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new Seeds Fruit and Nuts Bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind Seeds, Fruit and Nuts bars, and Kind Savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, then we learned that Lloyd reveals that to get into Sam's class, you just have to bring in any drugs you have at home so you're not tempted, which ruins Sam's scam. And Cox slow claps at the back because he's proven that this guy is a compulsive fucking fraud liar.
Yeah, well, he's also shooting up with his PO. So there's that too.
All right, let's get into this fantasy. It is so funny. It's a fantasy within a fantasy, which I always appreciate.
So do I. So this one, it goes, so we're going to save this young lady's foot.
She's not young.
I mean, come on, bro. We just started off this whole fucking show with being respectful. And then here
that
you
was
go.
That was a 23-year-old. She's a middle-aged woman.
Okay, so we're going to save this woman's foot. And she goes, do I have to have surgery? And we're like, yeah, but you wouldn't believe what it was like 5 years ago. And it cuts to five years ago.
No, it doesn't say 5 years ago. Even just a while ago.
Okay.
Or so, something like that. But then it cuts to like medieval times.
So first it cuts to medieval times. And you're standing there and we're talking like we're Shakespearean and the footeth must come off it.
Yeah. And you're sawing. You're sawing.
With an actual saw.
And she's got a bone. She's biting down on it.
She's biting down on a stick screaming.
Yeah, a stick. And she's screaming.
Yeah, and then you go. And then JD says, and you wouldn't believe it how it was it.
No, he goes. We're gonna eat it for dinner.
Right. He goes. We're going to saw it off and eat it for dinner. But you wouldn't believe it how it was it a few years before this.
Even a little while ago. And then we cut to caveman times. They rolled that set out from back from my caveman booty call.
Right.
And we're both cavemen now. And you got a caveman afro.
Right. I got the afro. And you're back in your caveman outfit. And we got her on the table.
And we're speaking unga bunga.
Unga bunga. Unga unga.
Unga
bunga. Unga bunga 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 bunga. And then you knock her out.
And then I knock her out. And then I knock you out.
Right.
Right? Which is so funny.
And then you go into fantasy.
And then I go into a fantasy and you hear dun 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 dun. Dun. And then you hear my voiceover go, unga bunga, unga bunga, unga bunga, unga bunga bunga.
Very funny.
I thought very that funny. Shit was hilarious. And very funny. I'm a sucker for the Scrubs double fantasy.
Very funny. I laughed at that.
What about when we all like do the fame dance out of the cafeteria?
That was amazing. And we pause and there's the big pause and you're in front of the if you look at Judy, Judy has an amazing face. Like everybody has a great freaking dance pose, happy face. Like who directed this episode again?
Putch.
Putch. He had to say freeze at one point because the freeze frame.
We couldn't freeze. I was in the air.
But he had to be like, jump now because the freeze frame is coming. Because like everybody's like, with big cheesy smiles on and everything. And it's very funny. And then the actual exit happens and everybody's back in their normal scrubs. We should have said that earlier.
Yeah.
Kelso makes it so that everyone wears caca-colored scrubs.
Yeah, caca-colored scrubs.
And he now has switched it back because he doesn't understand why we sent the lady back without the surgery. He runs into her at the park again, and she still has the same foot problem. So he walks into the hospital pissed, like, yo, what the fuck, man? I told you. I thought we were doing the dance. We weren't doing the dance that we always do.
He admits that he knows that they do that secret dance to get around insurance. And why aren't you doing the thing? And they're like, well, if you don't trust us, if you don't let us do our dance where we steal scrubs, then we're not going to do the dance for your friend. And then
it all costs the hospital a lot of money because this comes from him being upset about the books and how much money the new generator is going to cost and why scrubs are costing.
Which is
so
our
much
fault,
money,
by the way.
Which is our fault. Right. Exactly.
Because of the ghost dog.
Right. So not only did we cost the hospital money for the generator, and not only are we stealing all of the scrubs, we've now made it so that the dance that we do that costs all of this money, also that costs the hospital money, is only going to be implied if we get to steal scrubs still. If we still get to cost the hospital more money.
Right, we want our right to steal scrubs back.
Right. We want our cake and eat it too.
And then the cuts to like, who is it at the end walking by? Was it Todd? Someone walks by him, Kelso, with a stack of scrubs.
It's like the Todd. Yeah. It was a funny episode. Like the first half of this season started off a little weird, and then
it's
now
warming
it's starting to get really funny.
The best part of the end of the episode is that JD and Turk finally see that they've been duped, and that Rowdy and Steven are together. And
but they don't live together anymore, so now one of them they don't have to share the dog.
Right, and then he says, "How do you know which one's which?" And JD reaches under Rowdy's dead balls. He feels them and goes, "That's Steven."
Don't ask me how I know.
Don't ask me how I know. So somewhere in their taxidermied scrotums, JD knows.
Somewhere lies the secret between the somewhere in their taxidermied scrotums lies the secret.
There's a sentence no one has ever said before. Somewhere in their taxidermied scrotums lies the secret. Kelso has heart at the end, though. You know, the show ends with some heart. You know, Cox decides he's not going to ruin it for Elliot because he doesn't want her to become as cynical as he is.
Which
Kelso,
is great.
You know, shows his heart that for this woman that he knows didn't have insurance and he took care of her because even though he normally looks the other way, he looked directly at it this time because he cares for his friend in the park who was quite sick.
Kelso definitely is getting softer as he ages.
I think Bill is strategically making him still totally inappropriate, but showing little glimmers of more heart as he ages.
Yeah.
He's accepting Harrison more.
Yeah, and Harrison's boyfriends. He's learning their names now instead of
yes.
just
fiance
looking.
Now.
Yeah,
and participating in their businesses because yeah. you know he went to the last boyfriend's Cinnabon, and that's where he's been gaining some weight.
Right. Oh man. And then also Carla gives the janitor squid ink at the end of the show.
Because the janitor believes that someone at Coffee Bucks is going to poison him, and he wants Carla to be his coffee tester.
Right.
And once she outs herself as the whole rowdy story,
his blackmail scheme is irrelevant.
He can't blackmail her anymore, no. but he's right that someone is trying to hurt him, and they've put squid ink in his coffee.
Yeah.
And his tongue is black.
Black.
And his finger's black.
Yeah. He dips his finger in it, pulls it out, and then tastes it. If you dip your finger in coffee and it comes out and it's covered in black oil or ink, what looks like oil, are you going to put it on your tongue after that?
No, but the janitor does.
We did it, guys.
We did it, guys. We don't have a guest today because somebody flaked on Joelle. And we don't like you when you flake on our queen.
Don't ever flake. You flake.
You know how many people want to come on as callers and Joelle has to sift through?
We don't even get to play the theme song. Fuck it. Yo, Daniel. Daniel.
Yes.
No.
Play the song anyway.
Instead of that, can we play Joelle? Joelle Monique is down to get down?
Oh, yeah. Let's get that one.
Sure can.
Yeah, play that drop.
But which version of it?
The dirty one. The dirty one. If you don't mind, Joelle.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Get the word out all over the town. Joelle Monique is down to get down. No matter what's between your legs, tomorrow morning you could be making an X. Joelle Monique is down to get down. Oh, yeah. Joelle Monique is down to get down.
That's a bop.
That is a bop.
We love you guys. I'm coming to the Paramount Theater on in Austin, Texas on June 5th.
This is how this is how my brain works. I was like, what are you going to Paramount Theater for?
Donald, I hope even though you have COVID, you get over it and that you enjoy your right to stay away from your children and pull bong hits and play video games.
Hey.
Maybe you can go watch. Maybe you can watch. Maybe you can watch Daniel on Twitch. And what are you going to Twitch, Daniel?
Oh, yeah. same old. Mostly Rocket League, and maybe this game Ghost.
Don't your viewers get bored of you playing Rocket League?
Quite the contrary, they like it more.
No, Rocket League is.
Yeah,
I don't even know what Rocket League is.
It's a car soccer game.
Yeah, soccer with
cars. That sounds awesome. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
It's pretty incredible.
And it's overhead.
No, it's yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's overhead.
Why don't you play Elden Ring?
Because that game really pisses me off.
You know what? I bought it and I tried it. That shit, that's just too much, man.
It's so hard.
But Sasha Gray plays it. She twitches it.
Yeah, but you know what? She's Sasha Gray.
And she's good at so many things.
She's better than me at video games. I can't do it. I'm too much of a baby.
I don't have the patience.
Same. I'd rather play Rocket League.
But I will play Neverwinter Nights, and that shit's a tough game.
There you go. There you
That's
go.
A very fun. Difficult game. I am going to play that. I'm so excited. I finished
Dahmer, what is the countdown to Obi-Wan Kenobi airing on Disney Plus?
Was it like 7 days?
Joelle must know.
After this, it'll be this Friday. So when this airs, it'll be this Friday, right?
All right. So Friday, guys, check out Obi-Wan Kenobi because we are all very excited about it.
I'm really excited.
Even I'm excited about it. I've been watching
two episodes. Two.
By the way,
episodes.
I gotta give two shout outs, okay, for things I watch. Donald doesn't watch anything but Marvel and Star Wars. But first of all, Colin Firth is such a good actor. I've watched two different things with him.
What
recently.
Are you watching? My
first
wife's
was
watching some
Staircase on HBO.
Yeah, she's watching that. She
Amazing.
Loves it.
Amazing. And Operation Mincemeat, which is a true story. Of a spy mission that the English did in World War II that is also incredible.
Can I just say something, though? You said something that everybody after you said it was like, no shit. Colin Firth is such an amazing actor. No shit, buddy.
No, I know, but I've never particularly focused on it. I've never said, I know that he works a lot, and I know that he's well-respected.
And he's an Academy Award winner.
I'm just telling you that right now he has two high-profile things out, and I've watched them both, and he's fucking killing it. He's so good.
Dude, okay, so I just want you to do this one time. Just go back and watch Love Actually.
Oh, well, that's old school.
Go watch it. It's one of the best movies ever made. And it's not Christmas time, and you can watch it right now. And I guarantee you the scene at the end with Colin Firth in the freaking Portuguese cafe talking to the lady, to the girl who was his assistant that summer or at that cottage, whatever it is. That scene where he's talking to her in bad Portuguese is one of the best scenes in the movie.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that movie has so many great scenes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like the
that brother's been good for so long. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's really good. But what I'm telling our audience is, if you're looking for things to watch, watch The Staircase, but watch the documentary first because it's based on a documentary, and then go watch Colin Firth do the the scripted version. Because it's just amazing. And then go watch this movie that I thought was so well done called Operation Mincemeat. All right, we love you guys. That's our show, and we will see you soon.
5, 6, 7, 8 Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, it's Donald, and Kind Snacks has 6 new flavors for you to crave. Flavors like rosemary, strawberry, jalapeno, and raspberry.
Each of the 6 flavors is made with #1 ingredient seeds or nuts and has fruity or savory flavors depending on what you're craving.
They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every bar. Nutritious snacking doesn't have to be all blah and boring. The bar for people who love real food.
Try all the flavors. Shop on Amazon today.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style.
Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas stores, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile.
Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.